As always, your morning dump by brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it. Please. Please. Big day today for everyone out there ready to sling some beads and drink and eat and just carry on like a bunch of hooligans. It's Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday today. That's right.
There we go.
Now,
nice.
If you don't know the whole origin behind Mardi Gras, pretty basic. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, and it's observed when Catholics gorge themselves, usually on pancakes, before fasting for Lent. For Lent,
why
when you
pancakes?
Can't do
pancakes? It's just not, that's a random food. It probably shouldn't be engorging in, you know, pancakes.
You got to carbo load up, man. Carbo load up. So it's a lot of different things. You know, because people give up alcohol for Lent. They give up red meat and all that stuff. But they just like to throw down just straight up hooligans for a day beforehand, which I
never been to a Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I've been invited twice, and I'm glad I didn't go to the two times I was invited because bad things happened to that group. But the Mardi Gras that I know of, I see through the show Cops, Brock.
Yeah.
And it's called Cops Mardi Gras. And I think you said this before. I'm pretty sure this just might be a show itself.
It was so much going on down there just at all times. Like, let's just leave
went
a film
to Mardi
crew.
Gras one time, dude. They went one time. We're like, dude, we could do an absolute entire season.
There is a part of me that I think would be a great story to tell my grandkids of how I got arrested by a horse cop during Mardi Gras. Like, I could see myself wanting that. But still, though, it sounds like a lot. It sounds like a guaranteed night in county jail there down in
Knoxville. Like a lot of people, a lot of drunkenness going on, man. And you know what? It's for one night, it seems pretty fun.
Throw it down. Yeah.
That's about all I could get in there, though.
Yeah, at this point, I feel like Mardi Gras is a young man's game at this point. Like, as much as I'd love to go have a
shoulder to shoulder in an entire town with it,
a yard cup full of liquor and beads and just having a good time, I don't know if I could pull it off nowadays. I don't think so. But good luck to everyone else who's going to give it a shot. All right. And no, we do not have bail money for you. Just letting you know right now.
No. Got some beads, though.
Oh, always got beads. You kidding me? I got them from that box in Grandma's attic, Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah, the cookie tin full of beads.
Grandma, how'd you get all these beads? Oh, let me tell you. Oh, no. Grandma, no.
Boy, shouldn't touch these beads.
Yeah. How'd you get these beads again, Grandma? Well, it's actually how I met your grandfather at the same time. It's a wonderful story.
Look at these ones. These ones are extra large.
Oh, I really had to earn those ones.
That's terrible.
Grandma, no. No. Anyway, happy Mardi Gras, everyone. Get them beads out.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, this is pretty cool, man. Food being dropped from the sky closer to reality. In fact, it's already happening in Ireland. A company called Manna is testing it, and customers have already received meals via drone. One customer said the food she received was hot, and she thinks the service overall is great. The company says they plan to have a presence in the U.S. before the year is over. So we got drones with food. Now, Hunter, you're a big drone guy. You fly your drone around and creep on people all the time. What do you think about this?
Yeah, don't get excited. Don't get excited for it. Actually, I do know a lot about this. It's never going to happen. It's never going to be a thing. It's fake. And it will never happen because of many reasons. No fly zones. Mm-hmm. There's only like one zone in America, dude, that like has like a decent like area where they can legit fly drones and drop it, and the drones can drop things and land. Other than that, dude, you can't. It's just impossible. There's too many trees. There's too many power lines. Well, even how smart drones are, you still can't avoid it, dude.
Well, and to think about too, the overall noise pollution, because your drone is quiet for what it is,
pretty
but it's
loud.
Still loud. And now you got a bunch of them buzzing around. I mean, you could that would drive everyone nuts. It would.
So the only way you could pull this off, dude, is if you had a drop zone in your town. But then why are you having, you know, unless it's next to your house, you're still traveling to go get your food. So
that just sounds like
food then.
It sounds like delivery with an extra step I don't want to do. I've become now the delivery driver. Maybe
it sucks, dude, because it's awesome. It's one of the greatest ideas ever, and it sounds glorious. But
it does. It sounds like
reality,
we're living in the Jetsons time, man. But
it's right.
Yeah.
It's just never gonna happen.
What Sorry, about guys. Food tubes? You know, like the tubes at the bank where you put
the
your
bank.
Stuff in.
See, that's a great idea.
Food
dude.
Tubes. We can just build underground.
Shoot.
And you hit a few buttons, the next thing you know, food comes flying out of a tube. However, though, You'd have to keep all like tube shaped foods, wouldn't you? Or would you have
to? You'd be eating a lot of subs, that's for sure. But...
imagine taking a sub to the face, that tube malfunction. Wham! Oh! Shoot!
Don't look. That's not a bad idea, though. Right? I mean, yeah. It probably could get pretty expensive, but.
I don't know. I feel like an underground tube food system. Yeah, just put it in the tubes. All right, you got there. You got your tube area.
You could do a lot of things with the tube delivery, you know. Bunch of tubes everywhere.
It's just that first time, though, grandma looks down the tube and dies because she gets blasted in the face by a rolled-up tornado right in the eye. Oh!
But she gets sucked into the tube. That would suck.
Hey, don't look down the tube and don't put anything into the tube. That's actually, I would ruin it. I'd end up ruining it, put some of it. Anyway, so there you go. We got drone delivery food and grandma earned some beads on Mardi Gras. That is your morning dump by brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.